The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome, welcome to our listeners in Columbus, Ohio on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. But also a very special welcome to our listeners on WAVA 105.1 FM in our nation's capital as we once again simulcast. Don Crow is away from the microphone for a few days, and I have the privilege once again to do both programs. So whether you're listening in Ohio or Washington, D.C. or Maryland or Virginia or Pennsylvania or wherever you may be listening, maybe you're listening online at Timbuktu, welcome. Thank you for joining me. It is a Friday, and it is my custom to open the phone lines wide open on Fridays. Other days of the week, someone might call and my screener might say, that's off topic. Bob's not talking about that today. But if you call today, Jeff, my screener, my engineer par excellence, will not tell you that. He'll put you in the queue and we will talk. Now, here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. They did it. They did it. And it's evil. And hey, listen, folks, listen. I do not throw around the term evil lightly, but what the House of Representatives did yesterday is evil. The House of Representatives passed the so-called Equality Act with a 224 to 206 vote. Every single Democrat voted yay, and even three Republicans voted in favor of this anti-Christian piece of legislation. Now, hey, I am not prone to exaggeration. I am not prone to hyperbole. So when I say something is evil, when I say something is anti-Christian, I mean it. This is evil legislation. If it were to pass the Senate, and if Joe Biden were to sign it into law, this is going to be one of the most dangerous pieces of legislation concerning religious freedom, religious liberty, and the values espoused by our founding fathers. This will be one of the most dangerous pieces of legislation in American history. And again, please, folks, I don't deal in sensationalism. People who have listened to me through years, you know that. I don't go on the air and yell and scream and exaggerate. No, this is true. This is bad stuff. And that's why those of you who voted for Joe Biden, I get it. If you're a Christian and you just couldn't vote for Donald Trump, I don't agree, but I understand it. But how in the world could you vote for this kind of legislation when you knew it was coming? The liberal left in America has truly become the godless party. I mean, the godless party. Biblical values, American values, the liberal left is going to extremes in the opposite direction. This is sweeping, radical legislation that needs to be stopped. I pleaded with you to call your representative in the House of Representatives. Well, last night they passed it. Now it is going to the Senate. Now it is time to absolutely bombard your senators. You have two of them. If you don't know who they are, find out who they are. If you don't have the contact information, find it. It is easy to find their contact information. Send them a letter. Make a phone call to their office. Do not be obnoxious. Please don't be obnoxious. It does more harm than good. But be firm. Make it clear. They were elected to represent you, and this legislation is not what you want. Melt the phone lines at your senator's office. I mean, melt the phone lines at your senator's office. Because if it passes the Senate, I have no doubt whatsoever. None, zero, zip, zilch. I have no doubt whatsoever that Joe Biden will sign it into law. Will it violate his Catholic faith? Yes. But he doesn't care. For Joe Biden, his religion is something not to change him or change anybody else. His religion is to assuage his guilt and feel good. Joe Biden is a Catholic as long as he doesn't have to abide by Catholic doctrine. He is a Catholic as long as his Catholicism doesn't have to change his life. If he can do what he wants, when he wants it, then he'll go to Mass every single Sunday. Just don't tell me to change my life, and don't expect me to obey my church. That's exactly where Joe Biden is. He is a cafeteria Catholic or worse. He picks and chooses the parts of Catholicism that makes him feel good. It's all about feelings. It's all about emotions. And, of course, that is the liberal left. The liberal left does not deal with truth and facts. The liberal left deals with feelings, emotion, hysteria. And so Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi have no problem whatsoever thumbing their nose at their faith, their religion, their Catholicism, as long as it propels them politically. Joe Biden ran on being a Catholic, being a man of religious faith. He said it over and over and over again, I am a man of faith, I am a Catholic. Really? Then why do you reject so much of your church's teaching? Oh, well, I believe it personally. I just don't allow it to impact me. Then what good is it? What good is your religion if it doesn't impact you? If it doesn't determine how you think, what you think, what good is your religion if it doesn't determine the decisions that you make? What good is it? And the answer is, it's no good. Now, got to take a break. When we come back, I have some shocking audio from the floor of the House yesterday. You got to hear this. You have to hear it. Don't go away.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
If you know anything about American history, you know that our history is permeated by the Bible, by Scripture. I mean, you know that, of course. For years and years, decades after decades, McGuffey readers were used in public schools in America, and they were saturated with the Bible. Spelling words were illustrated by Bible stories. Bible stories were included in the McGuffey readers. Just saturated. I challenge you today to go to Washington, D.C. and look at any federal building older than 50 years. That's very important. Any federal building in Washington, D.C. that is older than 50 years old, almost always you will find 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Bible verses somewhere inscribed on the building inside the building. Most of the monuments in Washington, D.C. contain Scripture. The Bible has been connected to American history from the very beginning until recently. Not unusual whatsoever for a person in the House of Representatives, one of our representatives, to read from the Bible. It is not unusual at all to read the speeches of presidents of the United States referring to the Bible, referring to Scripture. I said all that to get to some incredible audio on the floor of the House of Representatives yesterday. They were debating the Equality Act, radical piece of legislation, and Representative Greg Stube, S-T-E-U-B-E, was giving a speech in opposition to the legislation, and he decided to use some Bible verses. Again, this has been a part of American history from the beginning. Not unusual at all to hear Bible verses quoted on the floor of the House of Representatives, but I want you to listen to his speech. It's short. It's just brief. But within in about 40 seconds in his speech, he stops. A Democratic lawmaker raised a point of order. He tried to say, you can't read the Bible in the House of Representatives. You can't do that. That's out of order. Fortunately, that Democratic congressman was ruled out of order himself, and Representative Greg Stube was allowed to continue his speech. When he was finished, Jerry Nadler, you all remember Jerry Nadler from the impeachment proceedings, Jerry Nadler immediately rises to his feet, runs to a microphone, and I want you to hear what he has to say. So the speech begins with Representative Greg Stube. There is a Democrat who tries to shut him down. He finishes, and the last is Jerry Nadler. Here's the audio. Listen carefully.
It's not clothing or personal style that offends God, but rather the use of one's appearance to act out or take on a sexual identity different from the one biologically assigned by God at birth. In his wisdom, God intentionally made each individual uniquely either male or female. When men or women claim to be able to choose their own sexual identity, they are making a statement that God did not know what he was doing when he created them. I'm going to quote directly from Dr. Tony Evans' commentary Bible on this passage of Scripture. Men and women equally share in bearing the image of God, but he has designed them to be distinct from and complementary toward one another. The gender confusion that exists in our culture today is a clear rejection of God's good design. Whenever a nation's laws no longer reflect the standards of God, that nation is in rebellion against him and will inevitably bear the consequences.
Gentlemen will suspend. The House will be in order. Gentlemen may continue.
I'm going to read that line again. Whenever a nation's laws no longer reflect the standards of God, that nation is in rebellion against him and will inevitably bear the consequences. And I think we are seeing the consequences of rejecting God here in our country today. And this bill speaks directly against what is laid out in Scripture. Our government, through this bill, is going to redefine what a woman is and what a man is. It can be anyone who identifies in that gender.
Mr. Stubbe, what any religious tradition ascribes as God's will is no concern of this Congress.
I'm pausing to let that sink in. Jerry Nadler rushes to the microphone. Representative Greg Stubbe presented a traditional view of sexuality, a view held by all of civilization for thousands of years. He reads from the Word of God, which again is not unusual at all. And Jerry Nadler, one of the most powerful Democrats in the House of Representatives. We learned that during the impeachment proceedings. This guy is not just any ordinary run-of-the-mill Democrat. He is one of the most influential, one of the most powerful Democrats in Congress. And I quote, God's will is no concern of this Congress. Can I repeat that? He prefaced it by saying, well, any religion, he didn't care, any religion. But he said this, and again, let me quote, God's will is no concern of this Congress. Now, folks, it is one thing to disagree politically. It is one thing to have a spirited debate over policy, political ideology. It is one thing to debate the merits of a piece of legislation. But we have one of the most prominent Democrats in Congress stating publicly on the floor of the House of Representatives, we don't want anything to do with God's will in this Congress. We don't want God to be a part of this Congress. Excuse me, Representative Nadler, take a look at the dollar bill that may be in your pocket or the coins. They happen to say, in God we trust. That has not been removed yet. Mr. Nadler, have you recited the Pledge of Allegiance lately? And very possibly maybe he hasn't. One nation under God. Say what you want about the shortcomings of Donald Trump. And he had many, has many. Say what you want about that. He did this, he did that, he treated people poorly, and sometimes he did. He was brash, he was harsh, he was arrogant. But Donald Trump never said anything like, hey, we don't want God's will in this Congress. Can I quote again? God's will is no concern of this Congress. Think about that. Think about what this man is saying. We'll be back.